Spending time, he gives out the brachas to his children. Blesses Yosef and his children, he blesses his children, Gufa, Nashua Ephraim, Simcha Lokim. And then we come to a parasha. Vayom Yisrael, Perek Memchet, Pasuk Chafal, Vayom Yisrael Yosef, Yinei Anochi Meis, Vayor Elohim Yimochem, Veishiv Eschem Alas Avoseicha. Yisrael says to Yosef, Yaakov says to Yosef, he's going to leave this world soon, Hashem will be with you, Veishiv Eschem Alas Avoseicha. He will bring you back to the land of your forefathers. ואני נוסעתי לחושכם אחור על אחיכו אשר לקחתי ביד ואמרי לי יחרתי וחי בי וקשתי. And I have given you a שכם אחר על אחיכו. I have given you a portion, extra portion. To פשוט ממש, שכם ושכם ממש, I gave you the land of שכם. You פשוט מידה כנגד מידה. And you took care of my burial. You're going to take care of my burial, so I'm giving you a burial place. Yosef is buried in Shechem, as we know. What Shechem means, another portion, you're going to get another portion. Alachet asher lakachti miyad ha'amoyri v'chayr bi v'kashti. That I took this portion from the amoyri v'chayr bi v'kashti. So first of all, this is very positive, it's very interesting. Yosef, Yaakov is telling that Yosef, that because you're a triach, Rashi says, I'm going to give you an extra portion, or I'm going to give you a burial place. Because you're a triach, helping me. So, we could have ended right over there. But the pasuk tells that Yaakov included in his explanation why he's giving it to Yosef. He told a passage. He said, "You should know, I took this land, v'yad ha'amoyri, v'charbi u'v'kashti." Now, what is the purpose that Yaakov has to tell him? This mishpah ended the line. We could have ended right there. And I gave you a portion for that mitzvah, for what you did for me. For you took care of my burial place. Yaakov says, "I'm going to take care of your burial place." End of parasha. Move on right along. Move right along. Next parasha. What does he have to tell him? How he took it from it? So we could say to answer that question, I'm just thinking now, one mahalach, that he wants to show him, when you want to tell somebody how much you love them, you want to show how much you care for them, or you want to show how much it's important to you, this person, or what this person does for you, so you don't just go tell him, oh, I want to give you a gift. But if you want to express your love and you want to express your curse to this person, you say, listen, I want to give you something that's very valuable to me. If I made an extra effort, I put out extra koichas to get it. And therefore, since I put out so much extra koichas to get it, I want you to know that. I want you to know how much I invested in it. I want you to know how choshev it is to me, and yet I'm giving it over to you. That shows my love for you. That could be the meaning of Torah, why it's so love, so it's so much gevaldik, why it's so much a love that Kodesh Baruch has for us, that He gave us His Torah, which He says, "Ki lekach toiv nosad lachem." I gave you my lovable Torah, that I love it so much, and yet I gave it to you. But that could be one mahalach where Yaakov is telling you, Yosef, they took this land, b'chayav nivikashti. That we may have a push-up shot, I think it's very MS of saying now also. Over the Maisa, if we go a little bit deeper into what's going on over here, we see a tremendous Yisoid over Rabbi Yisai. What is this Charbi of Akashti, Rabbi Yisai, that the Prasik is talking about? Yaakov Avinu took this land, Miyad Ho Amiri, B'Charbi of Akashti. What did he take? How did he take it? Rashi says, Miyad Ho Amiri, Miyad Esav Sh'osa Maisa Amiri, took this land from Esav, who did Maisa Amoyri, or he would sod his father with his mouth, Rimepid. I took it from Esav, this land, Becharbi uvekashti, with my cherev and my keshet, with my sword and my bow. What is the sword and the bow of Yaakov Avinu? So everybody, what do you mean? He had a nice sword, double-edged sword, beautiful sword. Maybe it was worked out by Psachia. He worked it out there. And he had a beautiful sword, and he had a bow, and he had a bow and arrow. What else could it mean? So Rashi and the Midrash will say it in Pshat. The Charvi of the Kashdi, he chachmosoi utfilosa. It's his chachma and his tefillah. Charvi is his chachma, Kashdi is his tefillah. Yaakov Avinu is telling Yosef, I used my weapons. And that could be the diak. I saw people more. I just thought of it now. What's charbi of the kashti? How did Chazal know the charbi of the kashti means his charbi of the kashti means Torah? Wasn't it Kipshuta? How could Chazal darshan charbi of the kashti means what his way means Torah and tefillah? Very nice. It's good for shmooz. Now I understand that. For the Meisach, where's Chazal want to say they want? No, the Chazal don't make up things. It's the Yilkum for the Pesukim. Terence is almost not thinking now, Gaval the Gadil. The Maisa, I took it from Esav. Esav's Cherev, with my Cherev and my Keshes. What's Esav's Cherev and Keshes? We know that Esav lives by the sword, the physical sword. What's Yaakov's Cherev and Keshes? Akoyim kol Yankiv. Or Cherev, Rabbi Sai. Or Koyach. Akoyim kol Yankiv. I took it Becharbi uvekashdi. In contrast to Esav, we're just talking about who he also has a cherub. He also has weaponry. The Umasalam have weaponry. They have plenty of weaponry. What are their weapons? Physical, major weapons. Atomic bombs, missiles, this missile, that missile, the Tomahawk missile, this missile, that missile. They have all the equipment. That's the Goyim's cherub. What's Becharbi with the Kashti? Not Becharbi with the Kashti. Becharbi with the Kashti. My cherub. And what's Yaakov Avinu's cherev? Everyone has a specific cherev. The Pesach to tell us he took it with a specific cherev, with a cherev and a keshet. What does it mean, cherev? Cherev is, Yaakov Avinu is emphasizing that Yidin have cherevs, Goyim have cherev, Goyim have swords, Goyim have weapons, and we have weapons. We have weapons. What's Yaakov Avinu's weapon? His father already told him, Akoyel Kol Yankov. Your voice is the voice of Yaakov, or Yidayim Yidei Esav. If you want to have the power of Yidayim Yidei Esav, you want to be, or control the power of Esav, whichever you want to learn, Koyel Kol Yaakov is the voice of Yaakov. So Becharbi Vekashti, that's how Chazal understood. It means the Cherev and the Keshes, it means Becharbi Vekashti, it's the Koyel HaTorah and the Koyel HaTfilah. And this is a tremendous Yisoy that Yaakov was telling Yosef. That even though the Maizer could be Yaakov Avinu did go out to battle, according to one Pshat, he went out to battle. But don't look at the physical battle, Rabbi said. Never look at the physical battle. Yosef, never get confused. Never be overtaken by the physical battles that the Yidden will fight. Because at the end of the day, their whole Goyach, no matter how much armies they have, how much weapons they have, how much sophistication they have, imagine now how much general, chokhmah of the general they have. No matter what they have, there's only one way they can win. There's only one way they can be successful. The charbi of the kashti with our mouths and our swords, with our mouths and our tefillahs and our dafdayim. The Torah and the tefillah is what wins our wars. Zokti Gemara Makas Daf Yud Oyim Dis Hayur Agleinu B'Shaorai Yechirushalayim. Zokti Gemara Yud Oyim Alef Makas. Omer David HaMelech, Kol HaMelchomo Yisloi Nitzchu. Oh my word, David HaMelech went out to battle. He was talking blood on his hand, that's why he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. But David HaMelech knew and understood very clearly the Yisoy, that there's no battle, there's no Melchomo, there's no fight, there's no struggle, that I didn't win. B'schus HaTorah Shalomdu B'Yerushalayim. Because the Torah learned in Yerushalayim. And that has to be the Yisoy HaGadol of everybody has to understand Rabbi Yisrael. First of all, and that was Yaakov was ingraining. Yosef, you're going to pass on the tradition to the future generation. I'm leaving this world, Yaakov says. I'm going to live with my forefathers. You're going to be the leader in a certain sense. You have to pass on the Klal Yisrael, the Yisoy, to know there's only one way we're going to fight our battles. There's only going one way we're going to win our wars. There's only one way we're going to be successful. With our cheref and our keshes, with our sword, with our koach of the mouth, with our power of tefillah on the side. That's the way we're going to be successful. Lamaisa, but that's a second mahalchah we tell. But I want to say another mahalchah by side. This is a, such an important. You saw it. There's so many different nekudas over here to talk about and to understand by saying this. You saw it. Chayim v'kashdi according to the Rashi pshat b'chochmasi tzilasi is that the Torah and tefillah together by side. Those two koyches go together because they complement each other. Torah can't be out without tefillah, Boisai. People think they can learn Torah and not daven to toys. You might learn Torah, but your koyach at Torah, your understanding of Torah, your steiging Torah will be different. And the same way, your tefillah, Boisai. If a person doesn't learn Torah, doesn't learn, he can daven every day in shul, his tefillah is different davening because he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. So his tefillah has so much more koyach. So we know that a person who learns Torah becomes the son of Hashem. And his tefillah has so much more koyach. Tefillah and Torah go together, Rabbi Yisrael. So that's the power. Zachar just didn't say, the koyach of my Torah! The koyach of all my Torah, all my tefillah, the koyach of Torah and tefillah together. But the Mefarshim over here, the Meshech Chochma, the Biskarov, that's what the Tziv already says, also, sorry, the Tziv also says, the Chayav of the Kesh of Rabbi Yisrael is referring to another thing. It's referring not to another thing, but to two koyachs of tefillah. Rabbi Yisrael, there's a koyach of tefillah that we have called the cherev, and the koyach of tefillah that we have called the keshes. There are two types of tefillah. The cherev, zokte eliku achroinim gedoyli achroinim shat. A cherev is something that's a sword. A sword, if you touch a finger, if you touch something lightly, it's going to cut. Could be you had kavana, you didn't have kavana, doesn't make a difference. It's going to cut. And a bow and arrow though can only have an effect as much as he pulls back. So there are two yisoyos of tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. There's the yisoyos of tefillah, which is the, what Chazal put into us to daven every times a day, in the shachris, in the mincha, and the ma'ariv. Those are tefillahs that they were masakin, the anshei knesset ha'gdoila, and they put all the kavanas that are shayach in the veld into those tefillahs, Rabbi Yisrael. And those tefillahs have such unbelievable koyches. A shachris b'schus Avram. Minchus v'schus Yitzchok, Maya v'schus Yanka. What's the pshat? So Rav Shimshon Pinchas says pshat that we don't understand. Rav Shimshon to get tefillah to go up to Shemayim, but tefillah to have an effect, it needs so much koyches. But Hashem, it gives us an elevator. He gives us a power line to send our tefillahs direct. Hashachris Avram helps us with chakras. Yitzchok helps us with Minra, Yaakov with Ma'ariv. The great Ovis, they were massacring these fields, they put the code into the fields, that if we say something down here, it has an effect up there. But those fields, the Ashkenazi those already gave it to us, and they're like a cheret. We just have to say that. We don't have to have so much kavana, we need kavana to know that we're dying from Hashem, but that's enough. Oh, but there's another koyach atzvila, Rabbi Yisrael. Which Ramban says, Ramban holds, machloz the Ramam and the Ramban holds, that the mitzvah of davening midorais is only be'ez sorrow. And that is a mistake that we all have, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody thinks that I'm going to daven now. Where? I go to shul. I'm going to daven now. Where are you going to Kevin Rochel? I'm going to daven in Kevin Rochel. I hope to be as Hashem, do it very quick and be engaged. You have to get Rochel outside. I meet my Besher. What could be better? I'm going to the Kotel to daven. People think that to daven, when we say I'm going to pray to Hashem Tefillah, everybody thinks that Kavan Tefillah means go to Davin, Shachz, Mincha Ma'ariv, or even to go to the Kotel to say Tehillim. Say Tehillim by the Kotel. Sit by the Kotel and say Tehillim. What a beautiful thing. And it's a major thing. It's an amazing thing about Yisrael. But people don't understand about Yisrael that a Yid is blessed with a Koyach HaTefillah that any moment in our lives we can daven to Hashem. Any moment, a person in the street, he's on the way to a meeting, his tire gets a flat on Route 97. He's sitting there, he has to get to a meeting, Camp Simcha, he has to get in, he has to get to the Camp Simcha meeting, and he has a flat. What does he do now, Rabbi Yisrael? What does he do now? He lets out a cry, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Ramban, you have a chiyuv d'oraisa be'eis sorah. A person in eis sorah, he has a chiyuv to daven now. People don't realize, what do I do now? I'm stuck. You stuck? It's a Bore Olam. You stuck? It's a Bore Olam. You stuck? You speak to Hashem. It's also Tefila. A Yid can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7. But there, Zokta Mefarshim, since it's not the words that Anshei Chesed Olam was talking, there it's telling the Kavana. It's telling the power of the Kavana. It's the powerful you pull back on the bow. So there's two types of tefillah. There's a tefillah that's delivered to the sword that intrinsically has a kerch to cause damage. Intrinsically has a kerch to make an effect. That's the kerch of the tefillah, three tefillahs we say there. There's another kerch of tefillah that every single yid possesses, Rabbi Zayn. The kerch of tefillah that you can make at any moment. And it's totally just in one thing. The kavana in my heart. How much I have kavana, Rabbi Zayn. But kol shchein v'kal v'chol, Rabbi Zayn. When a person has kavana, and his tefillas yoyim yoyim, Rabbi Zayn, how much different things in the world you could change, Rabbi Zayn. We don't realize that. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe in the thing called tefillah, Rabbi Zayn. If we knew this explosive called tefillah, Rabbi Zayn, we'd be up by davening every day, early, saying the tefillah, Rabbi Zayn. A person doesn't realize the psukim, the zimun, the gemara says, Shmoya, and Arina, and tefillah, Rashi, in Brachos Davlov says, that the tefillah comes after arena, a singing of the psukei de zimra, named Shabbat to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it called psukei de zimra, boys? In Aramaic, it's paska zimra. Paska zimra means the cut of branches. The Zohar says that when we daven, there's mekatrikim all over us. When we say the psukei de zimra, we knock away those mekatrikim, and then our tefillah go off. But a guy who comes in, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh! He's a holy yid. He came in for Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. By Uvalitzio. Well, maybe he brought Hashem, he made it after Baruch Hu. But he missed Psukei de Zimra. No worries, Rebbe! No worries, Rebbe! We'll dive in Shmona Esri with the Shnei Tziva, but he didn't say Psukei de Zimra. He didn't cut away the branches. There's levels of Schach! Right above your head. Those tefillahs keep banging up. You know you have a headache after davening. It's not from the tefillin. Those tefillahs come banging down on your head. It's blocked. Why you didn't knock away any of the zim, any of the bekatra gift? So you walk away with a big headache and your tefillahs weren't answered. Why? You didn't knock away the things with the koyach of tefillah up to the zimra. Singing Shivah Shmashmanigo Kodakash Baruch. But if a person would realize what I said, the power of our koyach atfilah, Rabbi Zayn. The power of speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tefillah Hashem. It's such a schus, but you don't realize it. Three times Rabbi Yochanan says in Brachos Chaf Aleph, Halavai, Shiyispalo, Kol, Ze'o, Kol HaYoyim. Halavai, we can daven all day in tefillah, Rabbi Zayn. We don't pasuk like that. We can't do that because we don't have mechadesh. But at least the three tefillahs, at least part of them, to have some kavanah to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who walked away from Shemona, after you finish Shemona Esrei, and he said, you have to be called up, hopefully it's Monday and Thursday. Because after you walked back, you took your three steps back, you have to make Birkas HaGoyma. You've been in a lot of countries. You've visited during Shemona Esrei. You've been in France, Paris. Paris is France. You've been there also. Spain you've been to. Tomorrow I'm going to Australia, Rebbe. I see the world. Every day during Shabbat, I see the world. Baruch Hashem. It's a good thing that we have to step back. Otherwise, who knows where? I'd end up in the Mars. I'm an astronaut. Look at me. But anyway, his tefillah is—he's all over the place, especially in the ADD generation. And the Mela, there's no kavod, there's nothing. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for the tefillah, but we don't understand how much we can affect. Rabbeinu Chaya calls the Tzorach HaTaladav Ki Koyach HaTfilah Godol Afil L'Shano Yisateva. Tefillah is amazing. It could change nature. Uli Notam and Asakon Uluvatal Adzei HaNigzer. It can revatal Gzeiris. People have Gzeiris against them. People have things against them. Koyach HaTfilah could do all that. L'Shano Yisateva Mi Yitzchok. Yitzchok in the others, they were Akkara. You know what that means? They were barren. Sarah Yimei didn't have a womb. She was an islandess, a male, like a male ram. 99 years old. What was the koyach? Yavram didn't stop davening. They had a baby. Yitzchok was banned and Rivka was banned. They davened Och Ishto with the Shana the Teva. He wasn't able to have a child. The party brings Potsuk into Hillel. Tefillah can shine and change his own. That's Migs on a Prabhu Kocha Tefillah. As the Gemara says, Chizkiyah, the Gemara in that period, it was he was supposed to die, and he died and he changed the Gzeira. Tefillah is a Koyach Be'etim in the Velda Boisai. And the Mashah says in Kedushin, it's not a Nais. Davening, Koyach HaTefillah, it's Mashah in the world, not a Nais. It's something that Hashem put into the nature of the Bria. That when a person davens, he can change nature. Total change of nature. If a person was supposed to be like this, if something was supposed to happen like that, with the Koyach HaTefillah, we could change it. And that's what the problem we don't understand about the Gemara in Brachos says. Krum's Lus Livnei Adam. Elu Dvarim Sha'oimdim Berumoy Shaloylam. Things that stand in the Rumoy Shaloylam, the most important, highest priority in the world, and people are mizalzin with it. People treat Tefillah like they trash. Pardon the expression. Tefillah is one of the most powerful human things we have, the weapon. That's what Yaakov was telling Yosef, it's a weapon. But more, I want to say another Kinech. That he was telling Yosef that you're going to go into Israel also. And you'd be entitled to two portions because you're going to get the Bechaira. And how do I get the Bechaira? I was entitled to the Bechaira Batsman. I bought it. And I was entitled to it. I was supposed to get it. But I got it Bechaira Mibakashti. Yaakov was telling Yosef an amazing Yisoyga Boisai. That even things that are supposed to come to us, even things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have, they're only going to come with Tefillah. With Tefillah, everything comes, but if you don't daven, Hashem's not going to give it to us. And that we see from the beginning of the Velt Rabbi Yisrael. When HaKadosh Hashem created the world, He put everything on the surface of the earth. He was waiting for man to daven, to see the need of rain to daven for it. That means it was waiting to come to fruition, it was waiting to come out. That means there's so many brachas that are waiting for us to come. So much Yad Dishmaya. So much Koiches that Hashem's waiting to give us. But He wants one thing. Just daven. Daven for it. Recognize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't daven for it, we're not going to have it. We don't get up in the morning daven for Yad Dishmaya. We don't daven for Panos. We're not going to have it. Oh, you're supposed to get it. It was Nigs of Rosh Hashanah. You're going to have it. If you don't daven for it, it's not going to come. And the Kodesh Bo's waiting for the tefillah. I'm ready to give it. What are you crying all day? You don't have this, and you don't have that. This is not good, and that's not good. Start davening. Stop being asking. Stop having a little kavana. Stop being serious about davening. Start realizing that davening is important. Start realizing what you can do with your davening. How many people you can help. How many people you can affect. But nothing you're going to get in this world is without Tefillah. That's what Yosef was telling, Yaakov was telling Yosef. I got the Bechaira that I was entitled to get. That I was supposed to get. First of all, according to Rashi, I was really the first of Bechaira, but I bought it all, but I already bought it all based on. I was supposed to get it. But how did I get it myself? Only with Tefillah. The Torah, Tefillah, different types of Tefillah. People walk around all day, oh, I wish this, I wish that, I wish that, I wish that. And they don't realize, Koyach HaTefillah, Koyach HaTefillah. It's a busha, how what tefillah looks like. In Klal Yisrael, at large. But I hate to express it, Rabbi Yisrael, how tefillah looks in different places. Public library! You barely hear. You come here sometimes in the morning, the public library syndrome. Quiet, please. Too loud. Public library syndrome, honey. It's worse than that. There's so many public libraries, people are just reading. They're kind of here. People are lost in space. The Twilight Zone. You don't feel everybody's that. You could wave to a guy's face, he won't see you. He no see you. Toothpicks, please. Keep those eyeballs. We're giving out toothpicks, Mr. Shem, for davening tomorrow. Keep the eyeballs open. and we're giving special toothpicks to keep the mouth. Oh, to say, amen! Might be too difficult. We don't want to press you. We don't want to use too much work in the morning, Rabbi Sam. We don't want you to go have a nervous breakdown from lifting your lip to say, amen. Might be too difficult. But to make a bracha, to answer amen yehi shmei rabbi, Rabbi Sam, a person answers amen yehi shmei rabbi, because koi choy, not so of going like Zadina, is that the Gemara? The person could do anything, and there he is sitting there like a rock, a stone rock. It's like a guy sitting in front of a machine gun. The enemies are around him. Shoot! Shoot! You have a machine gun. You have an explosive missile machine. You have Katusha rockets. Shoot! It's amazing. He comes in. Baruch Hashem, he came in. Baruch Hashem, that was a madrega. He came in with his, walked in with his Bermuda shorts, with his Baruch Hashem sweatpants, as he's ready to stand in front of the Almighty King with his green, what's it called, Crocs. Baruch Hashem, he knows what he's about to do right now. Stand in front of the Almighty, or King, ask for something with his yellow Crocs, of course. Who wouldn't go to speak to the greatest king with yellow Crocs? Of course he goes to maybe get a pair of orange. I think he likes orange. His favorite color. He's standing for the Almighty King, but he says, come, speak to me. Baruch Ato. I want to send messages. I want to talk with you. I want you to talk to me. Tell me what you need. So you stand there and you're dead to the world. You stand stone faced. You stand and you come in and you're doing tachanun most of the davening, and it's the day they don't even say tachanun. Oh, not davening again, that boring stuff. Before you left him, was it? You understand what you're doing? You have a cannon in front of you. You don't want to down for a person that's sick, or what is that? Down for someone else. Every tefillah, but it goes up, it's answered. It might not do the thing that you want, but for Hashem say, first of all, every tefillah is answered. Every single tefillah. Even the tefillahs that we sometimes don't have, come on, they're going to eventually go up. But every tefillah is answered. Maybe it's going to help a different person somewhere else. Maybe someone's going to be saved. Tefillah helps the body. This is the core and the end of Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Sam. It's at the core of Yiddishkeit. If you don't believe it, deposit your kippah when you leave the Beis Medrash today, Rabbi Sam. We have some, what's it called, some Muslim shtreimels, if you want, waiting for you. Kafirs. Anybody wants to pick it up on the Galah. The Jewish religion believes that tefillah helps. That we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct. We don't go through some emissaries that they believe in. We talk to Hashem direct. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears us and listens to us. That means you have an appointment every day. I know it's hard because it's tedious. It's every day. But you have an appointment with the Melech HaMelechim to ask what you need from him. And he wants to give it. He's waiting to give it. We're sitting there crouching around till we get here. Till the guy comes in here, boy, say, till he gets into the Beis Medrash. You ever watch a slow motion film? Sure you have. You have it in your dorm room. We spoke about this one time. So the guy walks into the Beis Medrash. It's 25 minutes. It's a filling scene. You know, we did that last time. It's a filling scene. It's unbelievable. You can watch a guy and your mom is going hysterical. There's something wrong with it. And maybe he has to take a pill to get the brain to work quicker. What's going on? And the Torah says, of course I know what's going on. I got no cheshe. Why do I want to be here? But if you realize what you're about to do, and you're about to be involved in, Rabbi said, the most important, most special, most amazing term of the most amazing event, speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking to him, asking for him for the greatest thing, and Hashem says, you can do it three times a day. You can do it any time in the day. Hashem wanted to be close to us. That's why. What does Hashem want? Hashem wants to have a relationship with us. And we come and speak with Him three times a day. We develop a murderic relationship, but that relationship has to be a relationship. You have to be thinking about it. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're davening. Reb Chaim Brisker holds that a person is davening and doesn't think that he's only with the Melech. He's not Yotzei Shmona Esrei. He doesn't know that he's standing in front of the king, the Lord King, and he's davening. He's not Yotzei. So what's the answer? The answer is because if I need chizah, because it's done day in, day out. It would be once a month, maybe it would be easier, I don't know, yes or no. But that doesn't give us a tour of Bosai, because we don't know what we're doing for the world of Bosai. Who knows? If everybody would be dying, we come on to Bosai. How much better the world would be? How much less sick people there were? Everybody says the cholim list. You know, you go to Rachmanos, you go to shuls today, see the cholim list. Everybody's be, oh, you run over to give a name. Yeah, but what about davening for these people? And what about davening? There shouldn't be cholim in the world. And what about davening for shidduchim? Rabbi said, all the people that need shidduchim, all the people that need different things in this world, all the boys and all the girls, so many of them, thousands of them. Yeah, but of course I daven. Yeah, but what does your davening look like, Rabbi? You come in there, and you come in 5 minutes, you come in late. Come in at the end of the davening. Come in who knows by why. You don't say hey after half the davening. And even when you get to Shmona Esrei, there's no kavana. It's just when you get to what you need from Hashem. Okay, there you're pounding away. Only the kavana. Shake for an hour over there. It's also something. But to sit at the davening, the tzura of a davening, everybody said, Chassidim harishonim hayushoyin shor ahas b'chnei ha'tfilah. They would take an hour before davening, everybody said. You know what that means? Every tefillah, they would come in 1 hour. What were they doing for an hour in Bosai? Twiddling their thumbs. They played backgammon together. What were they doing for an hour in Bosai before davening? 1 hour, whole hour before. What were they doing there? It says they were showing Shahachas, they would wait an hour, and they would sit and contemplate what they're about to do. What they're going to do in Bosai. They would be making for the most powerful event of the day. Going to speak to the king. And they would put themselves in the mind, we're not holding by that, Rabbi Yisrael. Bringing you on the right, we should do at least a few minutes. But to come in a few minutes before davening, and to get ourselves ready. It means our tefillahs are shema, because if our tefillahs were good, then be'ezah Hashem, things would be different. We can be shana the teva. We can make it a different world. It's a chaval, we go around the shuls today, Rabbi Yisrael. The talking that goes on. Everybody hasn't seen each other the whole week. Let's catch up on old news. Everybody, Rachman Otsan, I want to be catching it, boys. If you come to a shul, it becomes a talking theater. Oh, you hear the story about Albert? Yeah, what happened in November? Baruch Shemar, and yeah, and Shmoyimi, Shoya Oilam. The rabbi gets up every 10 minutes, we have that little problem also, but that people like to conjure in the black and talk about Rebbe Kiva Eges. To answer all Rebbe Kiva Eges. I think all the talk we've had, we've answered all the Rebbe Kiva Eges in Shas already, Rav Hashem. But people talk in a mokum ha-tfeil, kodesh ha-tmokum ha-tfeil, but they're doing the davening. Well, Chazal writes about how strong it is, Rebbe Yisrael, because, again, because we don't believe in Zalz on it. We treat it as people talk, about, I don't have to make Katrik also, Bochrim talk, after Baruch Hu. They talk through the whole davening, Baruch Hashem. They're not Baruch Hashem. They don't make differentiate. During Shmona Esrei, after Shmona Esrei, if we're doing, you're not supposed to talk for Baruch Shomar till after the Shmona Esrei. You're not allowed to talk about it. If you're talking, you have to Baruch by Meir. You're not allowed to talk about that. Everybody, I don't know what them. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to chew gum either. But it's a new phenomenon. By people that daven today. Hey Hashem, I can do two things at once. I can daven and blow bubbles. The one shul they want to give out bazooka, bubble gum. Baruch Sha'omar. I couldn't, the first time I saw it, Bachum chew gum and dan. I never saw that in my life. It's a new phenomenon in this generation. They don't hide it either. Blow a bubble. Bashmak Oleinu. Hashem. Maybe pop it to me. If you blow it big enough, and you dive it through the bubble, it will say, it may go up. The
Shemayim as a bubble. And if you say, because Hashem will bench you to have a nice bubble bath. People chewing gum doing that. You know, I never saw that in my life. It's a new phenomenon. It's just a commercial for Wrigley's. Chewing gum during davening. You're talking to Hashem, the Melvin Commander. The guy came in to speak to the president. Well, I don't know, today, you know, he's Tamish, no. But anyway, but you're coming to the president to speak to the president. The boy said, you go to the president or the king, come in there. What's going on, Barack? How's it going? How's life? Want a piece? You're talking to the President of the United States, blowing bubbles, chewing gum. It's amazing. It's like I couldn't believe it. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. At least do something right. Put it on the floor so a guy walks by, get on his shoe. But don't leave it in your mouth. Or put it under the thing that he said, the guy's learning, he can get it on his hand. With all the saliva and, you know, the tissues. But don't have it in your mouth. Put it in the sink. Yesterday I saw Baruch Hashem in the sink. Someone left it there. Reusable gum, if anybody wants. For mincha. But don't leave it in your mouth. A piece of chewing gum during davening. Chmono Litzlan, where are we coming to? The guy with no qualms. He comes in, he chews gum. Chmono Litzlan. But there's another phenomenon. Guys sit together in these shrooms. Listen, we come together, why not waste our time? Catch up at all times! Harvey! What's doing in the stock market? With his towels over his head. Oh, Hashem, he came to shul. Harvey and I, we can talk about stocks. What's going on? You talk about stock market? You're in the holy place. Go to the Rahman, the Habs, the Avodah, the Goyish places. They don't talk there. It's a holy place. I'm sure the boy said, it's a base Mikdash Ma'at. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. You're a dinim in a shul. We're learning how Lachar was. You're a dinim in a shul. That everything like a base of Mikdash. Not so posh you can eat there, you can sleep there. But to sit and sit by a guy, oh, Baruch Hashem, I love to sit next to my favorite friend. And one of the things we always do, we sit all the way in the back. Even though the Rashiva does take showers, we sit all the way in the back. The furthest away. I never understood that, but I understood it. When a person comes, I met a marshal to it, a person comes to a stadium, who sits all the way up in the bleachers? People have less shower. The guy who really wants his favorite team, he gets box seats. He sits right by the third base line. He wants to see the action. He sits the first base line behind home plate. Who sits up in the bleachers? People that can't afford it have no shaykhis. The bleacher bums. Next to the stadium, you hear anything, Baruch Hashem. Sometimes they came to Dami, Baruch Hashem, have to call out to the wild to get to see the rest of the oil. Everybody's in the second half of the base. No one can come, you don't want to be too close. It's spooky to be too close to the beam of the boys. It's too close. We've got to stay in the back. We got to schmooze. You can now change things going on in the world. Instead of crying next week of what these things that happened, these things that happened, bevatel those things. Knock them off one by one. Destroy them. And you say, oh, but I daven and this. Like I said, you don't understand. It was that. There's reasons for everything. Certain things that maybe are not yet ready to come to think, but you don't understand how many things that we do knock off. And how many tefillahs that are used. Hashem says it's needed for something else. You can't see the whole picture. Hashem took your unbelievable tefillah and He saved someone's life right now. The thing you're dying for, it's going to come at the right time. Right now, He used that koyach tefillah for something else. Every tefillah has a koyach. So Chazal, so the Mefarshim tell us. Every tefillah does something. And it could take a while, it could take time. People think, oh, what do you mean? I died so many times. Avram could have said the same thing, He didn't give up. Boom. 99 years later, a baby, 99 years, a baby, a 99-year-old woman, impossible, nothing's impossible. All the others, they were davening and davening, finally came through, after many years, give up, we don't give up, every tefillah has a prayer.
Moshe Rabbeinu was in exile. They shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. It was a gzeira min haShemayim. But he got in. He started to daven. One tefillah. Second tefillah. Nothing doing. Third tefillah. Fourth tefillah. Nothing doing. Give up, Moshe. No, he keeps going. He got this communion of Eschanon. And Hashem said, stop. Stop. Because one more tefillah from Moshe Rabbeinu, he would have vatted the whole gzeira. Whatever reason, he couldn't go in. What's the pshat? You never know. It might be just the next tefillah of Hashem. It's a combination of the power of tefillah. You can't go crazy. You have to recover what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but we don't understand the power of Hashem. The Gemara in Yuma, we always say, over Nun Gimel, Rabbi said, Nun Gimel, does the Gemara in Yuma, Nun Gimel. The Gemara says that when the Kohen Gadol is inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim, three great things happen, Rabbi said. You have the Kohen Gadol, the holiest of holy, in the holiest of holy, right? Soon we'll sing a song. And in the holiest of holy, on the holiest of holy days. The holiest person, in the holiest place, on the holiest day. And he goes in there, and they tie a chain. They tie a chain to his leg, because if he has a bad machshava, something goes wrong, he could fall, drop dead on the spot, and they got to pull him out with the chain. So he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he davens there. And he only has a little bit of time to say, not too much. What is he davening? So he looks at the things, this should be there, should be that. One of the things he davens, which he would say, you know who should daven this in? Shmelkala, the Shmalterin salesman, on Tu B'Shvat, in his Shmalterin store. He should daven for this tefillah. What's the tefillah? Hashem shouldn't answer the tefillah of the Oivrei Drachim. Hashem shouldn't answer the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Davening, Hashem should answer the tefillah of the Oivrei Drachim. What's the tefillah of the Oivrei Drachim? Those times of Boisai, when they used to go out to business, they used to travel, So what happens, they used to have a wagon, they filled it up with their jewels, whatever it was, their cosmetics, and they would go out to travel. Every year, every other person had some type of business, which they would take on their wagon, it was milk, it was things. And he would go out, he would load it up, and sometimes he would go away for weeks at the end. He would load up his thing. But there was one problem those times. He didn't have the road, he didn't have fish shesh. Even if you paid money, you couldn't get fish shesh. And that means the travel was very difficult if the weather conditions weren't good. So picture the scene, says Rabbi Leon. You have this guy, Rabbi Leon, who happens to be the local schmaltz herring salesman. And he thought it smelled like schmaltz herring. It's known far away. Shmuel tells you that herring they serve by the Kiddush Rabbi Yisrael. Anyway, so he's loading up his herring, and he's going away on a trip now. Where's he going? He's going away for 3-4 weeks. He's going to a town far away to sell his Shmuel herring. Now we have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, the selling of a Shmuel herring, you have to realize the selling of a Shmuel herring is not poshut. Because when you sell the Shmuel herring, this guy, so he has to leave his family. His little Rifkala, his 2-year-old Rifkala sitting by the window, watching the father put on the ropes around the Shmalterin can. And his little 6-year-old Yankala looking out the window, and they know these trips. Ta has to go away for a long time. They hope he'll come back with some money, he'll be successful. And they know he has to go away, but they have tears in their eyes because they know they're so sad that Ta has to go away. But on the same hand, they realize if Ta doesn't go sell his schmaltz herring, what's going to be the boy's side? They're not going to have anything to eat. They can't sustain on schmaltz herring 3 times a day. They need to make a parnosa. So he loads up his wagon, Mr. Yanko, the schmaltz herring salesman, and he's loading it up, and everybody's at the window, all the kids. Little Shmuel, 6 years old. Rifkala, 4 years old. Little kid waiting by the door, Abba, and he's loading it up, and it is hard, it's so hard to leave, but at the end of the day, what's going to be if I don't take out my wares, I don't sell my wares, there's not going to be an osa. I won't be able to support this kid, I have to do it. And while he's loading up, and the horse is braying, the donkeys are braying, let's go, out of the corner of his eye, he sees something frightening. This schmaltering salesman who barely comes to the He leaves davening 3 times a day, maybe, when he's lucky. And he comes to the Ein Yaakov Shir, but he's had a record. He's been by 727 Ein Yaakov Shir, and he slept through all of them. Every year he gives the rabbi Shalach Marzah, thank you, Rabbi, for giving me helping me get refreshed from your Torah every week. I come out so refreshed from your Torah that it's better than my night time. I'm so refreshed from your Shia. He falls asleep every night by the rabbi's Ein Yaakov Shia. This is the Shema Zeren Shalom. He's not the great, most religious, most frumous guy. But there at the corner of his eye, he sees a cloud in the sky. And the cloud in the sky symbolizes rain, Rabbi Sack. Cloud, rain, dark, night, sleep, light, up, accomplish. Cloud, rain. Anyway, so he sees the cloud in the corner of his eye, and he starts to, if it starts to stink, oh, it's going to rain. I can't go out. I'm not going to be able to travel. I won't be able to travel. Shloimele, Yankele, Rivkele, what's going to be with them? And he lets out a tear-filled cry from the depths of his heart. Kodesh Baruch Hu, he can't be rain. Not today, Baruch Hu. Not today! That tefillah is with such kavana, with such power, with such emphasis, with such might. There's only one person who can have had that tefillah! Of Yaakov the Shmuel Tarin salesman who barely falls asleep on a Dabba Yoni Shia! Who's the Vapal tefillah? Not the pizza man! Who drives a motorcycle? The Kohen Gadol! On Yom HaKippurim! Lifnei v'lifnim in the holiest of places! He has to have that tefillah! Why? Because if every wayfarer is going to die, we're not going to have rain. We won't exist. But it has to, but it doesn't make a difference. Since the tefillah is such kavanah, says, it has to be answered. Mu zayin emperor, it must be answered. And there's only one person who can be vatler, but it's not. You know why you need that person on the holiest day? Because that tefillah has so much strength and so much kavanah. Why? Because there's so much kavanah. And not because he's the most firmest guy of us. He doesn't even have payas behind his ear. But because it's said with so much kavanah, Rabbi Sai. And we have to realize, Rabbi Sai, the koyach of its tefillah, with the greatest, with the smallest kavanah, with the deepest kavanah, with heartfelt tefillahs, Rabbi Sai. We don't, can't underestimate. That's the ba'usi, as mentioned before, the koyach of the bow. How far you pull back, that's how strong the tefillah is going to be, Rabbi Sai. And we can tear open the heavens, Rabbi Sai, with our tefillahs. We can change the teva. People who weren't able to learn Torah, excuse me, people had hard times learning. I just saw a mice recently with the Rebbe from the Mungin Avraham, Yitzhak Kramer, who was a young kid, he was an orphan, and Nebuch, he couldn't learn, he was so schwach in learning, and he cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all through the night. And his father came to him in a dream, and he said, I'm going to promise, I'm going to help you. And he became the Rebbe from the Mungin Avraham, the Yitzhak Kramer, Rabbi Sai. The mice with the sin we mentioned last week, Rabbi Sai, so many stories of people that their minds opened up and they became different people. How? They cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bevausi, with the Koyach HaTfil, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Sai, this is a shmooze that can go on for hours. This is a shmooze that can change your lives, not change your lives, can change everybody, your family's lives, and everybody's around you, Rabbi Sai. We have to understand what the Koyach HaTfil, Rabbi Sai, is. If we spend a little bit of time, do that after davening, but it doesn't have to be after davening. You take time out to learn about what the tefillahs are about, Rabbi Sai. To understand the tefillahs. And to understand what the power of tefillah, Rabbi Sai. And to come to the realization that nothing, first of all, comes. Yaakov, he was supposed to get the Bechorah anyway, but he's not going to get it until he davens. It's Koyach HaTfilah Bosi. Anything that he was supposed to be getting in this world has to come through Koyach HaTfilah, Rabbi Sai. And if we feel that it's difficult, we can't give up because the tefillah can change. It's not a nace. Hashem was matbi and the koyach ateva that a person, his koyach is between tefillah, Rabbi Sai. And that's the metzias of an Adam, Rabbi Sai. Hashem wants us to be ish tefillah, to be an Adam hamispalel. He wants us to daven. He wants us to daven and to ask Him for anything that we need in this life, in this world, Rabbi Sai.
And if we do it the right kavana, Mu Zayin Emperor, Hashem has to answer. That's what Hashem was matia. You daven to me, I have to answer. But we lack the kavana, we lack the seriousness of it. We treat tefillah so lightly, we treat the base of measure so lightly. In the place where we daven, we don't treat it seriously. And therefore, our whole tefillah of tefillah becomes funny, becomes a joke, becomes not serious. But if we take the time out, Rabbi Zayin, to invest, Rabbi Zayin, these are the years as we get older and we go to shul with our kids after that, and then we're older already and we meet all our friends at shul. If we didn't work on it then, Rabbi Zayin, it would be very hard to work on it. If we work on it now, it's very hard to work on it then. Then we'd have all the disturbances. We might see this to a guy in shul. We might have the shmooze about the Jets and the Giants, whoever, or maybe it'd be something more thing. We want to talk about the new arts called Sidur that the shul got, and how nice the president's haircut is. He had a beautiful, I know which barber he went to. It's very important to know that in the middle of Kedusha. It's so important. Thank you, Harvey, about the president's haircut. It's so important to know. Shkoya. But Ravisa, at the end of the day, if you work on it, Bozak, you treat the Tav Davening seriously, it becomes a serious thing by you, Bozak. First of all, the effect that you'll have now, Bozak, for your whole lives, Bozak, in yeshivas where you're koina, your koyach atfilo, your seriousness atfilo, Bozak, it's not going to get out there. You go to some flip flop minion, Bozak. Zip, 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 zip. How long is the davening, Bozak, in your shul? Oh, Baruch Hashem, Mondays and Thursdays, we got it up to 25 minutes. With Kachan on the Rachel. The Balkoi goes a little slow, otherwise it would be 18 minutes. We have 18 minute matzahs, 18 minute minyanim, Rabbi Zayin. On a regular day, chol, it's under 15 minutes. Shachar, Rabbi Zayin. You think I'm a joker, Rabbi Zayin. You go to the place, Rabbi Zayin, you see that it's a zilzal. Zilzal, you go in there, zip, zip, zoom, zoom, zoom. The Victor Villa says, a big story, Rabbi Zayin, people have to learn how to daven fast also. You have to learn how to daven fast. There are times in life you have to chop a meal, you have to daven fast. Also true, but not that your whole life should be davening fast. Oh, I love going to the shtievel down the block. Of course, you love going. Shabbos day they start at 9:30. Baruch Hashem, by 10:30 we're out with the kiddush. The kiddush is 45 minutes. Figure out how long for davening. Everybody said doesn't take too much of a calculation. Baruch Hashem. Well, they start with Musaf. Person understands that he goes to die. I always say, Bozo, we talked about it in my house. Person gets old, why shouldn't he daven in yeshiva? Why should a person daven in yeshiva? Malkum Torah has more of a koyach to the answer to the field there, Bozo. You get old, you were Ben Torah, you're Ben Yeshiva, daven in yeshiva, get older. I don't like daven in yeshiva. Why? I just don't like it. We know why. Now longer. You have to daven, you hear what he means? I should go daven, we have to daven? I want to go daven, I don't daven. You're supposed to say it's a whole enough to me. What shoe are you going to pick when you get married? Where are you going to die when you get married? If you make a tefillah become serious, it'll be a serious thing. Oh Hashem, there's always the Chabad. Anywhere you want, Somalia, get a minion. It's a beautiful thing. I'm not making fun of it, but why should Shiva Bachum die in the Chabad? Why is Yeshiva Bachum davening 10:30, 10:45 Shabbos afternoon? I'm not saying you woke up late, Rabbi Zayin. You woke up a little late, you go down with Chabad. But Shabbos morning, Rabbi Zayin. Tefillah is a murder that you're not tefillah Shabbos, Rabbi Zayin. Connect with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have anything to worry, you're not in a rush, Rabbi Zayin. Some of us are in a rush, we have to get back to bed. We're in a rush. We know we woke up and we have to get back. We don't want the bed to miss us so much. It's lonely over there, the bed. I have Rachmanis. But what do you have anything to do about it? Shabbos day should be a beautiful davening. Shabbos day should be, you spend time being connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillos of Shabbos, boy, sir. The longer the long pesuk of the Zimra, it's more of a koyach of the Zimra. Nishma, very nice. Come to Nishma's, he's not there. Where are you for Nishma's? Nishma's, oh. It's beautiful. I'm having Chazal Shalom. The guy does it. But when he's saying Nishmas, where are you? He's in the world of the Neshamas. Nishmas. Trying to connect with Nishmas. If you love Nishmas, then get into the base measure and say Nishmas with a coil of voice. You want to sing it, sing it. But sing it in Beis Medrash. Enjoy the davening, boys. It's the most precious thing that we have. Every word. Mishavru brings down the way a person should say Pesuka to Zimra, the Mila. The word should be like accounting coins. Every word is so precious. I saw Gedolim, but Davener, but every word is to say Hallelujah, Hallelujah, every word, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Okay, it's hard, Madrig, I'm not saying overnight. But let's take one tefillah, every day, one thing that we do like that. Say a bracha with kavana, bracha to Hashem, so you can from come in the morning, thank God, I can stand. Let's go out there, some of you can't stand. So many people who can't stand in right now, the shmooze. There's so many people who can't stand. There's so many people that can't open their eyes in the morning. So many people who can't open their mouths. Some of you who can hear. You get up in the morning, you scream the bitter Sashafa, Poikeach Ivrim. Poch Hato Hashem, Poikeach Ivrim. So he gave Kefufim. Matir Asurim. You scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaNeshama Ta'aruka, I can breathe! Go to the hospital, see guys on oxygen machines, they can't breathe! You can breathe! You go and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you just want to answer, Baruch Aleinu, HaShana Hazoi, Hashem, bless this year, should be a good year, Rifu'einu Hashem, V'nei Rope, Hoshiei V'nei Rosheyo, thank you Hashem, and heal all the people that need to heal. Feel so many people are sick, mentally, physically, all different things. Help! Shema HaKoleinu, you are tefillahs. The place is not shayach, that this nation of ours existed so many years. It's not shayach. Where are the monks? Where are the skunks? Where are all these nation civilizations? Rome and all these people, where are they? They couldn't continue to exist. They have mighty armies. They had sophisticated generals, tremendous leaders, where are these nations? Where are they today? Where's Mark Twain, to quote Mark Twain, what is it about the Jew that he continued to exist? I'm sorry, Mark, I have the answer. I have the answer. There's no way. I forgot who wrote it. Or the Gedolim wrote it, the Akdama, the Chassidayvitz. That the biggest raya, that the burial oilam in the world of Boisai, is the Jewish people that people exist in the Boisai. We were sought after to destroy us, to end up Holocaust. People think the Holocaust was, I mean, every generation was the Holocaust. Spanish Inquisition, the Cossacks. They were after killing the Jew. Everybody wanted to destroy the Jew, kill the Jew, destroy the Jew. Wipe him off the map. Haman. Bechol dar v'dar chay. Oim din aleinu l'chal oseinu. Everybody, very nice. Oim din aleinu. Very nice. We'll sing it afterwards. V'chadoidi. But oim din aleinu l'chal oseinu. Every Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzik leinu. Why not HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? We're supposed to say. The koyach of the peh of a yid. Every sorrow, the coin and fail at Elvipay, our coin is the terror. And that's why we'll never be knocked off from Baisai. As long as we continue to daven, as long as we continue to learn, as long as we have our show, our coin in the world of Baisai, we will continue to exist. The coin could try this thing, or try a new thing. It all was, it all will, it doesn't make a difference in Baisai. We have a coin out that they can never stop. But where are we? Who's using that koyach, boys? How much are we using of that koyach? The pelotik is not the thing that kept us in existence. It's the thing that's keeping us in existence. It's the thing that's protecting us. Boys, there's no human sense. There's, you know how many billions of atoms around this little country called Israel? Is it real? Is it real, boys? Can it make any sense? The Arabs, millions and billions of Arabs around, you go to these countries, you know, there's no end to the Arabs on both sides. Egypt, billions, millions of Arabs. Jordan, also millions. Syria, Iraq, Iran. Go name the country, billions of Arabs on both sides. They surround them. Whoa, Baruch Hashem. We got the new Uzi, 672.
Billions! All they have to do is come on the, as a whole thing together and say, who's there? A Pidah HaTeva. What's protecting? It makes no sense. Yeah, of course, we have the new drone 274 plane. And we got, what are you talking, the new tank? It's hogwash, as I say. Every Israeli soldier, every realized in 1967 they were going around and they realized that there was no terrorists. All five armies attacked. We were unprepared. There was no reason in any of the wars we should have existed. And that was shown to them because they thought 1967, oh, the planes, this, that. In 1973, they lost hundreds of thousands of soldiers because they thought, oh, we have this and we have that. And only because of Kodesh Bo, the Koyach HaTfil, we were able to fight back. Koyach HaTfil, everybody said. And they knew, the generals knew it also. When they went to bomb the Ataki reactor, everybody said, in 1981 in Baghdad. Who do you think they went to, the generals, the boys? This is a known story. They went to known other than boys. Show and tell today. The stifler gong. And the pilots went to him to ask him exactly what time should they think. And he told him a different time. And he said, Davin, at that time, boys. What are they going to the stifler gong, the boys? Go to General Eisenhower. They ask him for advice. How to reach the atomic reactor, the terrorist is. And everybody, I just saw an article that today that the whole world is still in awe. How is it China that Israeli planes went and they bombed a atomic reactor so far away in enemy territory and they didn't pick it up, Rabbi said. They were eating tortilla chips. Oh, very nice. Chapa Papa Yaka from Iraq. Oh, a nice Israeli plane. Oh, it's an Israeli plane show today! It's all look in the sky, Israeli plane. What's going on? Doesn't make sense. 39 missiles. I was here, it was 1991. The war, we were sitting here, we heard the missing, the missiles fell. They fell on buildings, of my side. Missiles went in during the war, the missiles during the war went in and hit an army, U.S. Army base. Hundreds of soldiers, I don't know how many soldiers were killed in one missile. 39 missiles, and they hit buildings, of my side. Buildings fell down. You know what that is? That's, you know, like you do when you're 6 years old, take the toys. Humpty Dumpty. The building came tumbling down with hundreds of people inside. No one was killed. It doesn't make sense. There's no Hesper. Even the goal of the Chilonim was saying, miracle. Very nice. And they went back eating their pork. It doesn't make sense. How could it be? How could it be that missiles are falling on buildings, big apartment buildings, but you can imagine downtown Manhattan, we know what happened when something fell down there. Big apartment, you see buildings fall down, and you see Mamish, a guy sitting, I don't want to say where, and he's Mamish alive and well. It's unbelievable what a voice said. It's Lord, you only can suffer. We live through it. It's not some story. Oh, in 1687, you know the story about Abadali down there in Yemen somewhere. He flew on a carpet. We're not telling. We lived. I was here, Rabbi Zai. We heard the sirens. We saw what was going on, Rabbi Zai. Miracles upon miracles. What's the prayer that keeps us in existence? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. There are billions of them. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai, Kodesh of Klal Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, the yeshivas, the Bnei Torah, the people learning, the people davening, and there's no shlita upon us. Koil, Yankiv, Yedayim, if the koil is the koil of Yankiv, if our voice is strong, if we're davening, if we're learning, nothing can affect us, Rabbi Yisai. Nothing! Gedolei Olam said, stay in Eretz Yisrael, during the war, and stay in Davin, and learn, and you'll see Beis Hashem will be protected. Everybody said, fly back, get out of here, stay. Or Sean told people to stay, tell people to come. That was his finish. Nothing will be, you're in the middle of the shmooze, I'll never forget, the sign went on, Sean said, everybody please sit down, we're about to discuss Torah. Everybody sit down, everybody's running to get the, please sit, have your seats, please. Sit down. We're sitting to learn Torah now. Nothing's going to be affected. Rabbi Yisai, you're a member of this unbelievable nation who has a weapon that's the most powerful weapon in the world, Tzlo can defeat armies, can defeat civilizations, and that koyach is not, you have to go out to some ammunition shack, pull out that ammunition, go get it, light it up, load it up, get it going. You have something right here. Right here. Amen. Open it up. Get it open. In the morning, get it open. Get those toothpicks. I don't know how to get it open. Let's call out the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Chaval, the weapons. We are our soldiers. Kibari was a real army. Come on, I'm attacking. Get up! We have to fight the enemy! How could it be? You guys are sleeping. We have Rahman and Son, there are things around us, Rabbi said today. There's threats. There's everything around us. How are we sleeping, Rabbi said? How are we sleeping when there are sick people out there that we can help them? How are we sleeping when people, like you said, need chiduchim, who people need help with their children? How are we sleeping? We're soldiers! What an army. We're soldiers. What are we doing in the bed? We have the powerful weapon in our mouth. What are we doing there? The point is, give us the for the koyach to be scabbled, to understand the soil of us, to understand the powerful weapon of our mouths. And obviously, if we don't use our mouths right, Rabbi said, the weapon becomes rusty. That's a different shmuz, Rabbi said. But realize the koyach of our mouths, Rabbi said. Realize the weapons that we have. Realize the responsibility that it gives us. Realize how much we can do to affect the world. Be'ez HaShem Yisborach, Rabbi said. Be'ez HaShem Yisborach. Ein Kaisa Nitzalam El Abipeh. When the Mitzrayim was chasing us, Hashem says, Hashmi Es Koleich. Let me hear your voices. Hashem cries out, I want to hear your voices. Call out to me. Praise Hashem. Chazal say, when that Nigel, Chuspeh, Koyach, HaTorah, Koyach, HaTzvila, the Gula, HaSidah, Rabbi Yisai, is waiting also. Just like we said, any good thing is waiting. To come to fruit, to out, to the world, to a Koyach, HaTzvila, Rabbi Yisai. Geula is on the doorstep, Rabbi Yisai. All the Gula speak about it. Everybody's talking about Geula, 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 Rabbi Yisai. And they don't mean Chanut Mashiach and Geula, Rabbi Yisai. The Gedolim are talking about Geula, they're not talking about Brooklyn Bake Shop. They're talking about the Geulas at the forest of Chevel Mashiach here, Rabbi Yisai. It's waiting! For what? For us to get out of our beds, run to the Beis Medrash, come to the davening. During the day, like we said, you can also call out to Hashem, Ribbono Shel, help me understand the Gemara. Help me understand, Rabbi Yisai, you don't understand how much we are Siyat HaShem, we haven't told you also, with Rabbi HaTfilah, Rabbi Yisai. A person doesn't understand how much he could be a much better Lamdan, a much better understanding of Yitavim for Torah. But Avaz and Avaz are all Yeshuas that we all need, Rabbi Yisai, are waiting at the doorstep. We should be Zoycha to let out that cry. Shema Kulayinu Hashem, hear our voices. And bring about Mashiach, Tzikeinu, Meir, V'yamin, Omer.